Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Africa to Asia to right here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States, in Mexico, in Canada, in Chile, from Denmark to Australia, we have listeners. It is Monday, the 22nd of December, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. In the third hour, I have Congressman Ron Paul joining us to talk about a whole plethora of very important issues, including the national draft. And Rumsfeld says, we're going to need a bigger army. We're going to need more troops. And the recruiting is falling way under the numbers they need, and they've got all the draft legislation lined up for you and your family, and all they need to do is provide another terror attack, and our journey into pure fascism will be complete. Nation's threat level raised to orange. Government says attacks possible during the holidays. And they did this last year. But if we learn to give our rights up to them, maybe we'll be safe. The good guys wear black ski masks and are going to save us. But that the report that spurred all of this, just like every other alert, turns out to be fake. London Times, ABC News, suicide bomber threat turns out to be false, but that's in the back of the newspapers. They're still announcing the orange alert. I wanted to go back over terror alerts manufactured, FBI agency, White House scripting hysterics for political effect. I have dozens of these stories. One in front of me is from WorldNet Daily back in January of this year, almost 12 months ago. Nation's threat level being raised to orange. We'll get into that. Also, a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, many Arabs skeptical on Saddam's capture. I wanted to go back to that because now it's coming out that, as usual, just like with Private Lynch, what we're being shown is a fable. The evidence is overwhelming. They've had him a long time. He's been drugged. He's been tortured. Why didn't they just tell the truth about it? Sick Saddam drugged. That's because he had to be drugged and tortured first, folks, so he wouldn't spout off about who he's business partners with. When we have the congressional reports by Republicans and Democrats, but, you know, it's bad to have the boogeyman saying he's buddies with Bush, just like bin Laden's buddies with him. Sick Saddam drugged. Also, Saddam was held by Kurdish forces, drugged, and left for U.S. troops. That's the AFP. Here's City Morning Herald. We got him. Kurds say they caught Saddam. That's right. Also from ABC News, Saddam held by Kurds, drugged, and left for U.S. troops. Folks, day one, when I got on the air Monday after hearing the announcement Sunday and watching it, I said that guy had been beaten, that guy had been drugged, he'd been in that hole quite a while. Or he'd been in some hole quite a while, and then Israeli intelligence front, Debka, came out and actually agreed with me and said, yeah, he's been held for a while. Reuters reported that the beard was fake, then said it was real. We're getting lied to here, folks. That's all I know. Certainly looks like the real Saddam, though. But don't you love this broadcast? You can tune in a week plus before hand and then find out exactly what's going to come out later, just because we know how to observe. So we got him, Kurds say, and that's an ABC News headline. Also, Saddam verdict expected to take 5 years, like Slobo from Serbia. You'll forget all about him before that happens. Exclusive from Time magazine, the U.S. may need bigger army, Donald Rumsfeld tells Time. Lots of new countries to invade. Dollar drops becomes more ominous. That out of Reuters. Clinton agrees with Bush, backs him up that Saddam is al-Qaeda. Of course he's a liar. Of course he would. Hillary Clinton agrees with Bush. They're all buddies. Folks, I haven't scratched the surface. There is so much to cover today, and Congressman Ron Paul. So please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DeVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're all in hot water, folks. The all-seeing eye of the New World Order is launching its attacks worldwide, carrying out terror events to scare us into submission. And if we don't cause a realization of this globally, if we don't realize who stands to gain from the terror, and then look at the evidence of who's behind the terror, the caught red-handed smoking gun evidence, we're in even more trouble. There is so much amazing news today. We're going to cover it all. We're going to take calls and cover news for the first 2 hours. Then in the third hour, we have Congressman Ron Paul joining us, Congressman from Texas. Nation's threat level raised to orange. The level has been raised. Government says attacks possible during the holidays. Washington today. Security is being increased at airports, borders, and ports as the nation stands at Code Orange, the second highest alert level for terrorist threats. The upgrade Sunday from Code Yellow, or elevated status, followed warnings from the government that Al-Qaeda militants may be plotting attacks on America during the holidays. The new designation indicates a high risk. Well, Northcom's at the extraordinary level and has always been, and according to General Eberhardt, that's martial law. But again, that's just the LA Times who wants to listen to the general, the head of Northcom, telling you how wonderful all this is. The information we have indicates that extremists abroad are anticipating near-term attacks that they believe will either rival or exceed the September 11, 2001 attacks, Homeland Security Tom Ridge said in announcing the change. Now, folks, they backed off putting out these alerts every week, what, about 6-8 months ago, because a bunch of articles came out, mainstream news, where the White House was ordering false alerts to be issued. But notice how Governor Ridge calls them extremist. See, that's a word that the Simon Wiesenthal Center or the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center or the FBI can call you if you're for land rights or the Second Amendment and not get sued. It's an interchangeable word, extremist. Well, what's an extremist? And then they can use it for people where the term doesn't fit. You should call them terrorists or criminals. They can use that word there and then change the semantical meaning. I just thought I would point that out. That's happening everywhere. Oh, that guy's an extremist. Some of the intelligence information gathered, Ridge said, indicates that Osama bin Laden terrorist network is seeking, again, to use planes as weapons. They are consistently evaluating procedures to find gaps in our security posture that could be exploited, he said. The threat information comes from multiple credible sources, but officials are unaware of a specific target or means of attack, said a senior law enforcement official who spoke in condition of anonymity. What's scary is they announced all these over the last year and a half and now have been kind of quiet for a while. And we know who's carrying out the terror. So when the people in the government start telling you brace for attacks, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And all over the country, to get on a plane or get on a bus or now to cross a bridge or to get on a ferry, men in black uniforms, usually illegal aliens, and I'm serious, 90% of those at the Boston airport weren't citizens, and about 40% were illegal aliens, many of them from Syria, Iran, you name it. But again, we're going to accept all the matricula cards of the illegal aliens and legalize them, Ridge said 2 weeks ago, but you're going to have a magnifying glass crammed down your throat. But what spurred this alert Friday? ABC News, suicide bomber threat turns out to be false. London Times, the average person didn't hear about this, though, because it's not in your newspaper. America suffered a spasm of fear and alarm as two reports of terrorist activity rapidly gained credibility. The discovery of white powder on the Pennsylvania Avenue pavement outside the White House caused a section of central Washington to be cordoned off by police who put in programs a full-scale terrorist alert. Tests subsequently show the substance to be harmless. The initial reaction had been such that a Homeland Security spokesman was obliged to issue a statement declaring the powder to be benign. And it goes on. In New York, the stock market dipped after an inaccurate report appeared on ABC News website citing an unnamed U.S. intelligence source as having given warning of an imminent credible threat to the Manhattan landmark by a woman suicide bomber. Police rapidly issued a denial. In an interview yesterday, New York Times head of the commission investigating the September 11th attack said that they could have been averted had the FBI, immigration, other officials done their job. Thomas Keene said investigators were still studying whether senior figures in the Bush administration should share the blame. He also went on to say that it wasn't anybody's fault, just that they need more funding. I mean, this is a guy they appointed, and they call it an independent commission. It's like when Reno appointed Senator Danforth to investigate Janet Reno, and they called him independent. I mean, a two-year-old should be able to figure out that's not independent. But again, we're talking about a general public that doesn't know what the First Amendment is, that doesn't know how many continents there are, that doesn't know where Iraq is, that doesn't know what the three branches of government are. Most people don't know who the vice president is. And I'm not being sardonic here or acting elitist. It scares the daylights out of me. So I thought I'd read back over some other fake terror alerts from the past. These are posted on PrisonPlanet.com in the fake terror and fabricated evidence subsection. Terror alerts manufactured. FBI agents say White House scripting hysterics for political effect, ordering them to put out false reports. WorldNet Daily. Fake infiltration. Sources say informant made up story of men who slipped into U.S. ABC News. Politics drove decision to raise alert level. Capitol Hill blue. White House press secretary admitted that. Italy frees Pakistani terror suspect. Arrest in a blaze of government back-slapping publicity as a dangerous al-Qaeda cell. Turns out there's no evidence against them, BBC. And there's a bunch of reports where they would arrest somebody, say they were a terrorist, and then quietly release them, and, oh, they're a CIA asset. That's happened in the Philippines. It's happened in Bali. It's happened in Malaysia. It's happened in Saudi Arabia. It's happened in this country. It's happened in Israel. They get caught blowing stuff up and then release the people that supposedly did it, and it turns out they're CIA, Mossad. It happened in Indonesia. It just keeps happening. So nation's threat level rising to orange, and these are people who've admitted they put out false reports for political control to scare you, scripting hysterics. So the government, after fear-mongering with fake reports on Friday, raised the threat level on Sunday. Very, very serious situation. And then we get into all this Saddam news, which they're trying to smokescreen. Sick Saddam drugged. This is out of the News of Australia. A startling new photograph of sick-looking Saddam Hussein suggests he is being drugged or given strong medication by his U.S. captors. Well, I mean, the guy was obviously drugged when they pulled him out of that hole. The man who took the photo told the Weekend Australian last night Hussein appeared very sick when he was visited by Iraq's governing council member Ahmed Chalibi, the convicted torture master and bank robber. That's right. 2 days after being captured near Tikrit. In the photo, Hussein appears in much worse shape than when arrested, with pronounced bags under bloodshot eyes and a stricken plaster on the back of his right hand, where he has reportedly been receiving intravenous injections. Ah, he has the injection ports in him. Maybe they'll put a heart plug in him. Better than Harkonnen. Hussein's daughter has claimed her father must be being drugged by the CIA interrogators for him to submit meekly to questioning. The photo shows the former president, who once lived in a string of palaces, is now being kept in a converted bathroom lit by spotlights, with his bed right next to a toilet on a tiled shower recess. Hussein's location is a tightly guarded secret, but the only wall hanging in the room was a U.S. military map of Baghdad, suggesting he was being kept at a U.S. base in the capital, probably at the Baghdad airport. The photo, which is on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, of a sick-looking and unkept Hussein showed him being visited by Dr. Chalibi, the number two man in the Shah's torture squads, the convicted bank robber wanted by our allies, who fled Iraq in 58 after Hussein ordered him killed, and is now the Pentagon's favorite to become the next Iraqi president. Who fled Iraq in 58 after Hussein ordered him killed? What? Saddam Hussein was hired in 1954, this is a congressional report, to be a anti-communist assassin. Now Saddam was planning to kill him? And 4 years later? See how evil Saddam is. That photo, another in which he is talking to Dr. Chalibi in an animated way, caused a stir in Baghdad when they were published on the front page of Al Mutamar, the newspaper of Dr. Chalibi's Iraq National Congress, which said the meeting took place on Monday. Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that just precious? Now, when we get back, Saddam Hussein held by Kurdish forces, drugged and left for U.S. troops. I heard the neocons last Friday going, how dare anyone say this? Our government would never lie or never stage something. You're a bunch of nutcases. You're a bunch of crazy saying this. I guess then ABC News is, and Reuters, and the Associated Press. We'll go over that and so much more as we fight the terrorists. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like it? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Coming up, your calls on any of the news items we've mentioned or any particular article you'd like to bring up that we have not covered. If you disagree with me, you agree with me, you have questions, comments, 1-800-259-9231. And here's your chance to get involved because the phones have been loaded for weeks. You can't even get in from the start of the show, but there's a few lines open right now at 800-259-9231. There's the phone number. Continuing with the news. You know, over 70% of Americans believe Saddam worked with Al-Qaeda, despite the fact that they admit he never did. So it doesn't matter if everybody finds out the capture was staged, because it's emotional. The big headlines say it wasn't staged. Later they can admit it was staged, but the average person won't differentiate. They're not concerned about hearing different stories every day. It's like the nightly news is a entertainment program or something. It's just totally unconscious. Saddam was held by Kurdish forces, drugged, and left for the U.S. And I've got AP, AFP, Sunday Morning Herald, ABC, you name it. Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. troops only after he had been taken prisoner by Kurdish forces, drugged and abandoned, ready for American soldiers to recover him, a British Sunday newspaper reported. Saddam came into the hands of the Kurdish Patriotic Front after being betrayed to the group by a member of the Al-Jabor tribe, whose daughter had been raped by Saddam's son, Uday, leading to a blood feud, reported the Sunday Express, which quoted an unnamed senior British military intelligence officer. The newspaper said the full story of events leading up to the ousted Iraqi president's capture on December 13th near his hometown of Tikrit in northern Iraq exposes the version peddled by American spin doctors as incomplete. That's a total lie, folks, if they covered that up. A former Iraq intelligence officer, whom the Express did not name, told the paper that Saddam was held prisoner by a leader of the Kurdish Patriotic Front, which fought alongside U.S. forces during the Iraq War until he negotiated a deal. The deal apparently involved the group gaining political advantage in the region. Before I go any further, why would they stage the capture knowing it would come out? Well, they staged the Jessica Lynch thing. She said it's a fable. I still have arguments with people on the street saying it was all real. People still believe they found dozens of chemical and biological weapons plants. They remember those news reports. Sean Hannity still saying they found mobile weapons trucks and mass graves, admitted to be totally false. They're still reporting that Niger sold uranium to Saddam. And they know that's not true, but the listeners don't. And so they've been caught in all these lies, fake reports, you name it. They don't care, folks. They don't care that 20, 30% of us are thinkers and know that they're lying, because the general public is buying anything they tell them. They could come out and say the moon was made of cheese. People probably don't know where the moon is, so they probably would believe it. I mean, it's almost that bad. An unnamed Western intelligence source in the Middle East told the Express Saddam was not captured as a result of any American or British intelligence. We knew that someone would eventually take their revenge. It was a matter of time. That's a respected British newspaper talking to the intelligence source. And the Australians have their people telling them this. Here's ABC News. Saddam held by Kurds, drugged, and left for U.S. troops. Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S. troops only after he had been taken prisoner by Kurdish forces, drugged and abandoned, ready for American soldiers to recover him, a British newspaper has reported. And I love this article calling it a tabloid, but I have a bunch of other papers reporting it. Why do we have the colonel who supposedly captured Saddam sitting there on video? We have this from CNN at prisonplanet.com saying, now here's the story. We found him. We found him in that hole. That's the official story. Keep it there. Don't tell anybody anything else about what you've seen. Think about that. We have the colonel wandering around, Colonel Hinckley, saying all this. The same guy that named it Operation Red Dawn and calls the Iraqi insurgents Wolverines from the movie Red Dawn. So our troops have taken on the mantle of the Soviet occupying force. There's been some news stories about that. Amazing. We'll get back into more of this news and your calls. There is so much of it, and it's so important. What do you think about this? 1-800-259-9231 and www.infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
I have been on collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me and they're saying, "What have you done?" And just tell them I went on collagenate. I have been on collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Why don't you see what collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3 month supply of collagenate. You gotta call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
All right, folks, coming up the third hour, Congressman Ron Paul in the next hour and 27 minutes until the congressman joins us. We're going to go over news and take your calls. We're about to go to Wesley and Mike and Manuel and Garrett and Brandon and many, many others that are patiently holding. Let me just run through some of the other news that's coming up. But again, Saddam held by Kurds, drugged and left for U.S. troops. That's British intelligence. And Australians are now saying that, and a bunch of other people in government are saying it was a completely staged event. And now a reporter for the Weekend Australian who got in to take photos of Saddam, got photos of injection ports, IV ports on his arm. He looks totally drugged out and beaten. You're like, good, beat him. That guy tortured people. Torture him. Yeah, that's right. Joseph Mengele's bad when he tortures, Saddam's bad when he tortures, but when Mr. Chalibi, the torture master of Iran, comes in for visits with Saddam, it's good. Yes, you're learning doublethink out there very, very well when Governor Ridge has raised the terror alert, give up all your rights, or the terrorist will get you. Coming up, Saddam verdict expected to take 5 years, so you all forget about it. Exclusive, the U.S. may need a bigger army, Donald Rumsfeld tells Time magazine, getting ready for the draft. By the way, back to Saddam. Yeah, after 2 or 3 years of torture and drugging, getting him ready for trial, which is legal in this country, by the way. The Supreme Court's ruled they can grab you, not charge you, and forcibly drug you in solitary confinement for over 6 years in the Dr. Charles T. Shell case up in St. Louis. What's going to happen here? Oh, he'll be a good boy by the time he's ready to get up there and testify. He'll look like our troops who got shot down over Vietnam, who would blink in Morse code, torture, torture. Of course, the North Vietnamese are good people. They're just doing their job. Torture's an American value. Of course, I'm being sickeningly sarcastic, but it was wrong when our troops got tortured. It's wrong to torture other people. But I know in this new sick culture where 50 million dead babies isn't enough for you, maybe it's good. Rumsfeld wants the draft for you and your family. Dollar's drop becomes more ominous as it plunges even further downward. The average American still has no idea what this means for all of us, because they're telling us the economy is wonderful. Bill Clinton rides the rescue. I remember he agreed with Bush about the Iraq invasion. Shocking people. So did Hillary. Why, she was all for it. And Bill Clinton has defended Bush on making documents secret. Well, yeah, George Bush is protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Dan Burton's committee. But the Clinton view on Iraq al-Qaeda ties, and it says, are al-Qaeda's links to Saddam Hussein Iraq just a fantasy of the Bush administration? Hardly. The Clinton administration also warned the American public about those ties and defended its response to al-Qaeda terror by citing an Iraq connection. And now Bill Clinton is out defending Bush and what he did. This is the same man that said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, and how dare any of you say it. Just like Saddam's got weapons of mass destruction. Niger sold him uranium. There's mass graves. It's lies. Well, you're not for Saddam, are you? No, I'm not for Bush's business partner. No, I'm not. Also, USA Today, tiny transmitters give retailers, privacy advocates, goosebumps. And we have this industry diagram of how it works. Shows the factory where the RFID goes in. Shows the truck taking it to the store. Shows you leaving your house with it. It's a cartoon image of it. Driving home, then it leaving, going in your trash can to the landfill. Tracking everything you do. Well, that sounds like a free country. Also, Israel planning Iran attack. Oh, that should cause some fireworks. Attack their nuclear reactors. Police call for remote button to stop all your cars. That's already in there. Now they're just announcing it. Parents told shouting at youth football matches is child abuse. Sunday Herald, it says children will be taken if parents shout at soccer games. I have the official Sunday Herald here. And yelling at your child will be cause for them being taken. Does it matter if the Western world is five times more likely, that is, governments in the Western world, to abuse children than anyone else? Does it matter if pedophiles and sickos and abusers and warehousers of children get into this business? It doesn't matter. No one's going to investigate them, and they're going to take your children. So now they don't just arrest you in England for stabbing someone who's raping your wife in your house at 2 a.m., which they do. They'll give you between five and life. There's cases every week of this. Now if you shout at your child, now if you shout at a soccer game, it's hateful. Wait till we get to that. Also, China thanks Bush for Taiwan stance. And says, thank you for what you've done, and masses troops and publicly says they may invade. Mm-hmm. Buffett saw a terror threat. We'll get into that. Illinois is to seek exemption to buy drugs from Canada. And Al Gore, son arrested for pot possession. I'm for drug decriminalization, but when Rush Limbaugh's on OxyContin and he says arrest anybody on drugs, then I want him in prison. And when Al Gore is passed a lot of money for drug law enforcement programs, let's put his son in prison. You hypocrite. That's just some of what is coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to the calls as promised, though. Let's go to them quickly. Bam, bam, bam. Wesley in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How are you? Or good afternoon, Alex. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Before I talk about the upcoming terrorist attack, I just want to make a brief comment about Joseph Biden. The day after the alleged capture of Saddam, they did a live interview with Joe, and I'm sitting here with my wife watching it, and I was so taken aback and taken by surprise that I can't remember the network. I do know, however, that it was the only time that I saw the interview. During the interview, they were talking to him about the upcoming presidential race, and he said that he would be satisfied to have George Bush serve a second term. And I turned around and looked at my wife. And
yeah, you have one of the leading Democrats in the Senate worshiping Bush, and I did read his comments. I didn't see it. You have Hillary worshiping him. This is totally staged, and it shows you the system we're going into.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed, that's absolute proof. I mean, Hegel would be absolutely just enthralled with how we have managed to raise his dialectic to an art form. But getting back to this business with this upcoming attack, gosh, you know, I've never done this before, but I really have such a strong feeling about this that I really honestly believe that because of the timing of the capture of Saddam, that the time is ripe for an attack on this country again. And
well, let me just say this. They would have already carried out attacks. The globalists would have already released smallpox. That was clear. But because the police and firefighters and medical workers refused to take the shots to be the frontline force injectors of us, the public, we have all the articles about they're going to round people up, put them in the sports stadiums, force inject them, trying to get the volunteers, then trying to pay people. Everybody, I mean everybody, refused. So that plan fell apart. So now they've moved to bombing British embassies and British banks and bombing our troops and bombing others to keep the fear going. But certainly, look, I'm glad they did this capture of Saddam. That's the type of stunt they'll pull other than carrying out more terror. I'd rather Bush pull stunts and not, you know, kill people. And again, Bush isn't doing anything. He's a puppet, but Bush is the titular head. I'd rather that military-industrial complex represented by Bush do stuff like that and just pull basic stunts or, you know, announce a fake weapons of mass destruction find to keep their control going than the next big event.
Well, they've issued the warning. They've told us the type of weapon that'll be used in the attack. And I'm not in the business of doing this kind of stuff, but I have a strong feeling that somewhere between now and the day, including the day that they play the Super Bowl, between then and now, I expect an attack with an airplane here in the continental United States.
There is that missing jet, remember, that got stolen in Africa?
The 747, right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that the time is ripe. I mean, everybody is got Bush up on a pedestal. He's shown that he stood up to the tough guy, and he captured him, and he proved that he was the better man. And what a better time to reinforce this with another attack against a domestic target.
Well, that's the motive. That's the past history. That's the evidence. So thanks for the call, Wesley.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Alex, I just want to say my father just traveled abroad over to Spain, and the Spanish newspapers over there, he said in English, if it's translated, they says the American media is brainwashing Americans to accept the global government, and it's just amazing how another country other than the United States can view something that's truth, but the American people would buy anything that's put in the newspapers. It's pretty obvious.
The British environment minister went public and said the government did 9/11. The German technology minister went public, has a best-selling book about it. Everybody's talking about it. But again, domestically, everybody's talking about all the fake news reports, but the average American is so dumbed down, they have no idea.
Absolutely, Alex. They're very dumbed down. And I want to ask you a question. This terror alert, that's been raised now, what is it, that's a high level now?
It's next to the highest, orange.
Next
under
the highest.
Red alert, according to Sid Casperson of FEMA up in New Jersey, you will not be allowed to leave your home. You will be considered enemy combatants if you leave your home, and you will have virtually all your constitutional rights stripped from you.
Now, Alex, what's the reason for raising this terror level?
Well, the news of the fake Saddam capture started coming out, news of Halliburton scamming, news of 9/11 culpability started coming out, and they like to scare you. They did this last Christmas. They like everybody to be afraid and to see them as our savior, so while we're all home for Christmas, on the holidays, we can watch Blockhead Ridge up there telling us how much he loves us.
Unbelievable, Alex. Well, hopefully we could, like you said, Alex, through your videos, I tell anybody out there, I've got five of your videos, and anybody who hasn't seen them needs to get them because they're a wonderful piece of information. I've had churches brought up to my local church. I had another church view three of them, and a lot of the people in there are just, they want questions. They have questions. They want answers. I've given information about your website. It's just a wonderful thing is knowledge and educating the American people into knowing what the truth is.
Thank you, Mike. Keep it up.
Thanks.
And I don't want to go on too long about this, but, you know, what I do is very dangerous. I'm a big fish in this fight. But there are tens of thousands of people who are now prominently fighting the New World Order, like Ron Paul and others. And many other talk show hosts and authors and folks that run websites. But a few years ago, the globalist, I believe from the evidence, had a provocateur go into Bohemian Grove and do a bunch of bad stuff and then get arrested and, you know, say my name. I got a report that a guy went into a big hardware store last night here in Austin, pulled his shirt off with a huge swastika on it and began saying, I work for Alex Jones, I work for Alex Jones. We've been at a pro-gun rally and had the swastika business happen before, and we found out they were federal informants doing it. But it's really comical. I mean, it's not going to work for them. I don't know what type of thing they're trying to prepare for me, but I have a bad feeling. And, you know, my family and in this country is worth whatever the cost is. You know, we try to go out and build a veteran a new home. He died, by the way, earlier this year. Joe Campana, World War II vet. Full disability. They weren't giving him his disability. He lived in a little shack. Didn't even ask the government for anything, and we went out there, built him a new home. Austinites did. There's news articles on that on the website. Just type in Austinites build veteran new home into a search engine. Stories will pop up. And that was about 5 years ago. And even for that, even with that event, we had police coming on the grounds trying to start fights, trying to talk about violence, trying to frame us for something, just for trying to build a vet a new home. We had the Fortune 500 demonstration 3 years ago, and I have this on video, and they had cops in anarchist outfits trying to start fights. I exposed them as police and stopped them before they got the news cameras to film them doing some violence as a pretext to attack all of us. So we've seen that in Seattle and Miami and everywhere else, they just keep doing it. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. We got a government, local police, national police, all of them, that is at the top, and many of the departments in between, framing people, planting evidence, DNA, running murder for hire, dealing drugs, running whores. It's sick, folks. I mean, we really are living in a corrupt, evil country, and we've got so many naive people that don't even know it. But there's more of us than there are of them. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going along with it. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to resist it. I'm going to get in these people's faces. And I'm going to stand up for this country and humanity. I'm not going to... I mean, these people are so evil, folks. The globalists have been caught kidnapping children. Mainstream news. The globalists have been caught putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. The globalists have been caught engaging in every form of wickedness imaginable, and then some. I mean, my mind has never thought of the things that they get caught doing, and suddenly, you know, I'm being bathed in this wickedness just having to research it. It's stunning. And if your humanity doesn't boil with a fire to resist this, something's wrong with you, folks. Just the level of pure evil. And then you've got all these useful idiots that don't ask questions, that empower the system, that give it energy and give it power and give it control. Stop going along with it. Face the evil. Face how bad things have gotten. And be part of history. Love your family. Love your children. Love your country. Stand against evil. Because if you cower in fear, you only empower the bullies, the tyrants, the corpulent parasites that are the New World Order. Please, your humanity, your guts, your bones, your very soul should be icy cold with the horror of what's happening. Fight or flight, folks. I choose to fight. Fighting is always the best defense when you're cornered, and we are cornered. We are cornered. We are cornered. So face your fears and realize that it's better to face the bully than to get down in the dust on your knees. We'll be back with more calls and more news.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
My friends, we're back live. Second and third hour straight ahead. We're about to go back to Manuel and Garrett and Brandon and John and many, many others that are patiently holding. And there's just tons of amazing news exposing the globalist criminality that's coming up. We'll get back into the fake Saddam capture, the staged event, as the evidence now streams out from government sources. We'll also get more into the terror alert being raised and what that means. Before I go back to your calls, I have made 10 films, and these are my lasting legacy, work that will go on long after I'm gone. And it hurts the New World Order greatly. It damages the globalist. Every time you get my videos, every time you make a copy, every time you give it to a talk show host or a county commissioner, every time you give the videos to your pastor or your rabbi, every time you give the films to your neighbor, get Matrix of Evil, my new film with Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and Colonel Craig Roberts and Frank Morales and myself. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Take 3 minutes of 9/11 Road to Tyranny, of a 2.5-hour film. FEMA in Kansas City saying that all founding fathers are terrorists, all Christians are terrorists, and enemies of the federal government. Then we have their training manuals that get even worse. Not just the official training manuals, but video shot by a firefighter of them saying this to a classroom. 3 minutes of that film, and it's all just as horrible, folks. It's waking people up because it is so evil. Yes, it's evil. Evil. We must expose the evil. We must lift up the rock and expose the scorpion. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Don't wait. All our police aren't bad. All our FBI aren't bad. But more and more of them are criminals, or they're afraid and going along with the corruption because they know how criminal it is. You need to get the videos now and wake the sheep up, folks. The videos are working. They're waking people up. Toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the videos are $25.95 a piece. And they're $20 when you order three or more of the films. We also have books and other great items. So go to the websites as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, you're on the air.
Well, it looks like they're turning up the heat. And whether there's a terrorist attack or not, you see the acclamation going on TV. You turn on your TV, it's flu shots, flu shots, flu shots. The thumb scanning module, they keep flashing that on the TV, so they're pushing their biometrics, so they're playing on the hysteria. All we got to do is turn the tables on them. We've had your Masters of Terror here on the local access channel before. We'll just air Police State 3 now again, and I'm going to New York. I'll do the same thing up there. It's all we need to do, because we can see what they're doing, but it's transparent. It's not gonna
work. I watched a little TV this weekend, and it was. The terrorists are going to get you. Biometrics are good. Cashless society. Torture's good. World government's good. Give your rights up. Men in black ski mask are good.
Well, oh, and also about the torture. There's another shortwave host, and I respect him because he has open lines. He don't censor the calls. He was asking, do you think torture is good? Can we do it, save 100 troops are going to die? We knew the 100 troops were going to die. The only reason to save them was to torture Saddam. All of his callers, I think basically all of them, no, absolutely no torture. And these are people that on other points, they're your consummate neocons and still. See, so it's not working. It's not working at all.
Well, if you say torture Saddam, then our troops got what they deserved when the Vietnamese tortured them.
Then they do it over here. Then they do it over here, and we can't claim that we're civilized people living under a rule of law with ethics if that's what we're going to go around doing.
Great points, Manuel. Are you done? Are you done, sir?
Yes, thanks.
Good to hear from you. Thanks for holding to make those fine points. All right, everybody else, your calls and a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.